Blog Talk Radio.
An olive has to go through three stages for its oil to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you've gone through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming. If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing.
Greater anointing, God.
but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. That time I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Turning around.
Turning around
for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is.
God is making a way. Change is coming.
If I stay strong,
if I stand strong and believe,
there's no reason to doubt. I know He's working it
out,
and it's turning around. This is the good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me, and sooner or later turn in my favor.
Sooner or later
turn in my favor.
Some praise as we get ready to open up, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited. We are excited for another episode of Straight to the Point with Dr. Henderson, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we want to give you that number. We got another song coming up, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to keep it moving. Hey, that number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. I encourage everybody on the planet listening right now to send that number out, 347-843-4559. That's 347-843-4559 is the call-in number to be part of the programming tonight with Dr. Henderson. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we want you to get you excited about this December, too. We're in December, holiday season. We thank God for you. We thank God for you that are listening right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, that number is 347-843-4559. We have another number, and we're going to get started here real soon. So we thank God for you. And let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Right? Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get straight to the point. If you're just joining us, we'll be right back after this.
You're bigger than the problems I tell me the truth. So anytime the devil tells me I'm not something, I always say I am that. Anytime the devil tells me I am something, I always say I'm not that. I know that God is bigger.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, the devil doesn't like it, but guess what? He's not in charge anyway. Our God is in charge of everything. Hallelujah. This is Straight to the Point. Ladies and gentlemen, Prophetess Robert Dolores T. Henderson. And y'all get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. We're so excited. Hey, I want to get that number out, ladies. I want you to keep that number out, 347-843-4559. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we present to others and we introduce to some Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Let's open up that mic for her right now. This is Straight to the Point.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Everybody out there in radio land, I just come to tell you that he's bigger than anything that you are going through on tonight. He's bigger. Bigger than any disease, he's bigger than any anything that the doctor has said, anything that the media is saying, anything that the job is saying. I come to tell you on tonight that he's bigger. We serve a big God. We serve a God that is present, and he's present everywhere all at the same time. That's how big he is. We serve a God that is all-knowing. He knows everything. He sees everything. Hallelujah. He sees everything. He knows everything. He knows the ending from the beginning. He's God. He's sovereign. And he's sovereign. And he's God. And he's God all by himself. Hallelujah. He's bigger. My friends, I said he's bigger than anything that you're going through on tonight. Anything. He's the God from everlasting to everlasting. He is the God that stood up high and looked down low. He is the God that created the heavens and he created the earth. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but he changed even Jacob's name to Israel. And just as he changed Jacob's name to Israel, my friends, he could change your situation in a blink of an eye. He could change your situation with just one thought. He could change your story. He could change your chapter just like that, because he's bigger, bigger than anything that you are going through on tonight. Welcome, welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Straight to the Point. For those of you who are tuning in with us for the very first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for everyone according to the Word of God. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. So we're here for you every Monday night on 347-843-4559 to bring you a prophetic word, to bring you an on-time word, to bring you a word straight from the throne room of God, a rhema word. Hallelujah, glory to God. A rhema word, or sometimes we would just give a motivational word, a word of encouragement. Sometimes we would just come on and just talk to you guys about a simple topic. We'll have a discussion. And so however we come in spirit and we come in truth. And so, again, I want to thank you for those of you who are tuning in by way of live. We want to thank you. For those of you who are on the internet, we want to thank you. And for those of you who will be calling back and listening in on the program and or sharing this episode with your friends and your family and just listening to it over and over and over again, we want to thank you. We thank each and every one of you for tuning in, and we thank Evangelist May for filling in for me for these last couple of weeks. Week Monday night, we want to thank her. She did an outstanding job bringing forth the word. So we give God glory and honor for a powerful woman of God, Evangelist Mays, who so obedient to the word of God. And whenever I ask her, it could be last minute, she steps right on in. And so I thank God for her diligence. And just as God is going to bless Evangelist Mays for her diligence and her seeking the Lord, diligently seeking him, he's going to bless many of you for your diligence and your tenacity of not, you know, giving up, of pushing and moving forward even when the odds are against you, even when it looks like you're going to go down for, you know, for the last count, but you keep on going and you keep on pressing in. You keep on, you know, plowing and, you know, in the pain, in the hurt. You know, I was telling somebody not too long ago that a lot of times we don't see what people really go through in the private, you know, in the public. You see people who are being brave, but you don't know what they're going through in private. But God sees everything. He sees your silent tears. He sees your frustrations. He sees, you know, your hurt and your pain, and he sees your heart. And and some of you have wanted to give up, but something on the inside, hallelujah, and what comes to mind is Jeremiah, hallelujah. Some of you have that Jeremiah tenacity that said that even when you want to give up, hallelujah, even when you want to throw in the towel, something on the inside that's stirring up in you is like fire, hallelujah, caught up in your mouth. Even when you say you wouldn't go preach no more, you wouldn't go pray no more, you wouldn't go give no more, you wouldn't go move forward no more, you wouldn't go do it no more, but the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, glory to God, wouldn't let you keep quiet. You had to tell somebody that Jesus lives and Jesus saves, and that if it had not been for the Lord who was on your side, glory, where would you be? So we thank God on tonight for your tenacity that you keep going, even when you feel like giving up, even when you feel like throwing in the towel, but you kept on going, and God told me to tell you on tonight that it's about to happen for you. Oh, glory. I said, somebody hear me on tonight and hear me clearly. The word of the Lord for you on tonight is it's about to happen. Hallelujah. Somebody do some cartwheels and flips. I said, God told me to tell you that it's about to happen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to give credit to your Kayla Carr on Greater is Coming. Hallelujah. She said if it had not been for the pressing and the shaking, hallelujah, she don't know what would be of her. You know, sometimes we got to go through the pressing and the shaking for us to come out and be what God wants us to be in. And in the pressing and the shaking and the pressing and the shaking, somebody hit me on tonight, it just seemed like you just keep going through a pressing and a pressing and a pressing. And you're like, my God, when is it going to be over? In the pressing, glory to God, the pressing and the shaking and the shaping and the making, hallelujah, glory to God. God said that he's making something great out of you. And when you come through the fire, hallelujah, you will not be burned. And when you come out on the other side, you're going to look like pure gold, glory to God. I said, somebody hear me on tonight, you're going to look like pure gold. You're going to look like a refined gold. Like when God gets through with you, nobody will even know what you've been through, what you had experienced, but you will be able to say that I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. You will be able to say that if it had not been for God who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Hallelujah. for it be your testimony. If it had not been for God, I would have fainted. David said in Psalm 27, had it not been for the Lord, if I had not believed it, I would have fainted. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for God holding me up and pushing me, and if it wasn't for God holding my right hand, I would have fainted. I would have went down. But it's something on the inside working on the outside that brought about a change in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's going to be your testimony. I come to encourage you on tonight and to tell you that it's about to happen. So we give credit to J.K. McCall on Greater is Coming. Hallelujah. Then we give credit to Rashawn Mitchell on It's Turning Around for Me. Hey, glory. I come to tell somebody on tonight, it's turning around for you. He said, it won't always be like this. Hallelujah. The Lord is perfecting. Hallelujah. That thing that he has planted in you way before the foundations of the world. And he said that it's turning around for you. I come to tell somebody, and I just can't stop saying it. I can't keep it to myself. I'm excited about what God is about to do in your life. I'm excited about the promise that God is about to bring forth. I'm excited about God saving your family. I'm excited about you walking into your prosperity. I'm excited about your ministry. I'm excited about your business. I'm excited about your help. I'm excited about your healing. I'm excited about your loved ones being saved. I'm excited about your situation. I'm excited. You know, it used to be a song that said, late in the midnight hour, God is going to turn it around and it's going to work in your favor. Hallelujah. And around and around and around and around. Just take 5 seconds and just turn around. No matter where you are, if you're listening on the radio, if you're listening by way of internet, I want you to just take 5 seconds and just drop everything and just turn around. And just as quick as you turn around, I declare and I decree that that situation has changed in your favor. I declare and I decree that that situation, whatever you have gone through, whatever your face, whatever the mountain is, whatever the giant is in your life, I declare and I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost that that thing is turning around for you. Hallelujah. So we give credit to Rashawn Mitchell. And then we ended with my third candidate again on Bigger. He's bigger. He's bigger. Hallelujah. He's bigger. Glory. Let me say that again. I come to tell somebody, no matter what you're going through on tonight, you can write down 50,000 problems, but I come to tell you he's bigger than cancer. He's bigger than HIV. He's bigger than any illness that you're dealing with. He's bigger than any family member that seems like no matter how hard you pray, no matter how hard no matter how much you give, and no matter how faithful you are, and it seems like the devil is making that family member go down for the worst and the worst. But I come to tell you that God's hand is not too short that it cannot save, neither his ear too dull that it cannot hear. I come to tell you on tonight that God said, I heard you the first time, that he's bigger than any demonic spirit. He's bigger than any demonic spirit that is trying to make your family member do drugs, that is trying to make your family member deal with addiction, alcoholism, that's trying to make your family members steal, that's trying to make your family members not come to the Lord. I come to tell you that he's bigger than every demonic spirit that's trying to steal, kill, and to destroy. He's bigger than any demonic spirit that's trying to steal your joy, that's trying to steal your joy. But I come to tell you that God said he's coming to restore the joy of your salvation. Some of you have felt like you lost your joy, but tonight God said it's about to happen. I'm coming to restore your joy. I'm coming to restore your peace. I'm coming to restore everything that the enemy thought he stole from you. Hallelujah. How many of you know that the devil is a thief? And anybody that has stole anything from you, that it was nobody but the devil. But how many of you know that God is bigger than the devil? How many of you know that God defeated the devil before and that he'll do it again? How many of you know that God is bigger than any demonic spirit? That God is bigger than Lucifer, Satan, and Apollyon, and every giant demon in the spiritual realm. That God is bigger than it all. Hallelujah. So we come to not magnify our problem on tonight, but we come to magnify the name of the Lord. We come to magnify the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. We come to magnify Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, because he is God, hallelujah, and he's God all by himself. I like what God had to tell. Glory God, somebody, he said, wait a minute, where was you when I created the earth? Where were you, hallelujah, when I created heaven and earth? Where were you when I created you? Don't forget that I'm God, I'm the creator, and you're the creature. I come to tell somebody, don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. That the God that we serve is alive, he's real, and he's ready. He's ready to come forth, and he's ready to come forth for you. And I come to tell you that it's about to happen for you in your life. So we give credit to all those wonderful gospel artists that allow the Lord to prophetically use them in a spiritual realm to bring forth a prophetic word and song, hallelujah, to his people. So we give God glory and honor, and we give him praise for every gospel artist that was presented on tonight. I'm just so glad to be before you guys. I'm not going to be long. What comes to my spirit, I'm just going to go right into the word. Give me about 5 more minutes, and I'm about to quit it. But I'm going to hit it right quick. You know, what comes to my mind is when Elijah, the prophet Elijah, went and sent his servant. You know, remember, it was a desert. It was a drought. Hallelujah. It was a drought in the land, and it hadn't rained in years. And so God, but the prophet of God said, it's going to rain. And everybody laughed at the prophet and said, it ain't raining yet. But the prophet said, I declare and I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost, it's going to rain. Hallelujah. I come to tell somebody on tonight, it's about to rain. Hallelujah. Whatever you're feeling dry on tonight, whatever you're feeling on tonight, you may feel dry in your health. You may feel dry in your finances. You may feel dry in your family situation. I come to tell you on tonight, it's about to rain on your situation, that it's about to happen for you. They may be laughing at you. They may be saying, where's your God? But I declare and I decree that your God is about to show up for you. And he's about to show up for you suddenly. He's about to show up for you right now. He's about to show up for you right away. And he's going to show every demonic spirit. He's going to show Satan. He's going to show the doubters. He's going to show the naysayers that he's God, and he's God all by himself. And what he proposed, what he promises, what he speaks, and what he says, that it will come to pass. The Bible says the prophet Elijah told him it's going to rain. I declare and I decree it's going to rain. He said, his servant, he said, I want you to go and let me know. Look up in the sky and tell me what you see. The Bible says the servant came back and said, I don't see nothing. Hallelujah. And a lot of you are being laughed at because you're declaring and decreeing that God is about to bless you. You've been declaring and decreeing for years that God is about to heal you. You've been declaring and decreeing in years that you won a certain situation. You've been declaring and decreeing that God did it. Hallelujah. But your people around you that's looking in the natural don't have spiritual insight. They don't have spiritual eyes who are able to see. Hallelujah. They're laughing and saying, I don't see what you see. Where's your God? But the Bible said, Elijah sent him back and said, I want you to go back and tell me what do you see. And the servant went and came back and said, I don't see nothing. Hallelujah. Can you imagine if God give you a word? Hallelujah. And right then, and you know it was God. You know God said it. You know God said he was going to heal you. You know God said he was going to save your family. You know know God said he was going to make you a multi-millionaire. You know God told you to build a business. You know God told you, hallelujah, to build a ministry. You know it was God. You heard God because God did it for you before. He brought you out before that same voice, that same spirit that you felt in your spirit, hallelujah. It was the same spirit that spoke to you and told you to build the business, to build the ministry. It was the same spirit. It was the same spirit, hallelujah, that told you, hallelujah. It was the same voice, hallelujah, that told you he was going to save your son, your daughter, your parents, your grandparents, your cousins. It was your God's children. He was going to save them, and he was going to make them successful, and he was going to make you successful, and he was going to take you to your wealthy place. It was the same voice, hallelujah. But it seemed like in the natural that thing, they can't stand, so they laughing at you, hallelujah. But the Bible says Elijah said, send him one. He sent them again. And a man came back and said the third time, I don't see it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the Bible says Elijah sent him four more times, but the seventh time. Hallelujah. Somebody hear me on tonight. Today is December the 7th, 2020. Number 7 is the number of completion. December is the 12th month, the month of establishment. Glory to God. God has established you in this month. Hallelujah. Amen. To a place where you should be. Hallelujah. And you're at a point of completion. That thing that you have been through, that storm that you have been going through, that situation that you have been going through, I come to tell you that on this seventh day, seven is the number of completion. I declare and I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost. I command and I whip out my prophetic key in the spiritual realm, and I declare and I decree that it's about to happen for you. That thing that you've been going through, it is completed. It is coming to an end, because today is the seventh day. Hallelujah, glory to God. In the 12th month of establishment, you've been established already. Glory to God. And the Bible says, hallelujah, that he sent the servant the seventh time. Glory, somebody hear me on tonight. And the man looked up in the sky, and he saw a cloud as the form as a man's hand. Glory to God. And it came back and told the prophet, I see it now. Hey, glory. Somebody shout and dare to do some cartwheels and flips. I said, I see it now. I can see clearly now. Hallelujah. And the rain came. And it rained. And it rained. And it rained. And that was in drought. That was dry. That didn't grow. The crop started growing. Hallelujah. Everything became fruitful, and things began to multiply. I come to tell you on tonight, that stubborn situation, that thing that has been in the drought, that thing that had you in a dry place, hallelujah, on this day, it has come to an end. It's about to happen. You've been listening to the Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn, let's open up the line.
Amen, Dr. Henderson, amen. I say, yeah, praise God for you today, amen, amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. We're going to open up the lines, and I'm going to mention only your last four digits and some of these wonderful extensions I do know. I know Evangelist Mays is probably jumping around the house right now. Evangelist Mays, you're on. Amen, God bless you.
You already know.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You already know. I'm telling you, that one there set me on fire right there. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, Dr. Henderson. I'm telling you, that was an awesome word.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. You know, one of the things that really got me is that he kept going back and looked. Not one time, not two, not three,
yeah,
not four, not five, not six, but seven times.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking about around about that third or fourth time, no, I'm good, right? And so
right,
he
right.
kept going back. He had faith enough to believe. The prophet kept sending him back, I know what I
yeah.
know. And so yes. I'm not taking no for an answer because I know what I know. And I ain't going to, you know, you ain't going to shake me right here. You keep going back until you see it. I imagine if he had sent him back 20 more times, he was like, no, go back because I know what I know, you know.
Right.
And I thought about Penina and Hannah when she would make fun of her because she knew what she wanted and she knew what she didn't have year after year
yeah.
after year after year. Child, you know, and she was
yeah.
so hurt and embarrassed and ashamed, and the Penina would just really put her through it by throwing it up in her face and stuff. But you know, if you keep
yeah.
on pushing and you keep holding on, see, God got a date and a time set for
mm-hmm.
everything. And when he make a promise to us, I don't care how
yeah.
long it takes, it's
yeah.
gone. He said it, it's gonna happen. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
so this was a very encouraging message for, as you call it, stubborn situations.
Yeah.
I wrote that one down. Stubborn situations when you've been waiting for something
yeah.
for a long time, but you won't
yeah.
give up because you know that you know that you know. I know this. I don't know how to put it into no other words,
right.
but I just know.
Right.
And I'm not going to give up, and I'm not throwing in the towel, and I'm not quitting on this thing. Now, many
yeah.
other things I might say, oh, well, let it go. But this one thing right here, no, I know,
yeah.
I know, I know, I know I'm not letting it loose. And so
yes.
I thank God for the encouragement on tonight. You know,
amen.
I don't care how good we are in the Word. I don't care how mature or how long
yeah.
that you may have been with the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, reminded of the Word every now and then is real good. You know, just to
yeah.
put the water on that dry ground is real good sometimes. And so I
yeah.
thank God for the rain on tonight. Come on,
yeah.
somebody, the rain.
Hey,
the
rain.
The rain that comes to water
yeah.
the Word that's already there. Might have went dry.
Yeah.
You may have put it on the shelf, but the rain have come tonight to water.
Yes, hallelujah.
Shall come forth. Amen.
Yes.
So I thank God for the word of the Lord tonight. I thank God for the prophetic word that was given before
praise
he even started with the word about the crushing
yes.
and the restoration
yes.
and what it is that God is doing. God is making
yes.
good on his word. If we just stay there. And wait.
Yes.
He said, if you wait on me, I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do.
That's right.
And so I thank
That's
God for
right.
you. Thank you so much for that word tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist Mays. God bless you. God is good.
Yes.
I'm telling
listen,
you, yes, ma'am.
Listen,
yes.
I want you to be praying for me as well. I want to ask for prayer as well. Some things that I have before the Lord that I need God to do that some new areas. And I'm getting that kickback, and I know you know what I mean. When you're doing something, you get that opposition.
Yes.
And you get folks, you know, coming up against you.
Oh, yeah.
But it just pray. Yes. Just pray
yes.
for me, you know.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I pray in the name of Jesus that the new
yes,
thing
God.
That God is doing in your life, and I told him, I said, when God is doing a new thing, that there's always a, feel like a struggle. But I pray
yes.
in the name of Jesus that which is coming up against you, that in the name
thank
of the
God.
Lord Jesus Christ, that it will not succeed, but you will overcome
yes,
it in
Lord.
Jesus' name. And no weapon
thank
that is
Jesus.
Formed against you shall prosper in every time.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Every lying master tongue, my
yes,
God,
Lord.
Deceitful tongue. That is coming up against you, you shall condemn. For you have
thank
an inheritance because you are a servant of the Lord, and there and his righteousness is of him. Hallelujah. May God continue to strengthen you. May he give
yes.
you favor and open up doors. Amen. That it will become easy, and that may tonight be the night that the opposition breaks. That the opposition breaks. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in the
God.
Name of Jesus. And you would be able to walk through freely in Jesus' name. God bless
in
you.
Jesus
God
name.
Bless you, Evangelist. Amen.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen. Dr. Henderson, we got a brother out here. I believe Brother Coleman is on, representing the men tonight. Amen, Brother Coleman.
Bye-bye.
You're on the network, brother.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
Bless him, Father. Bless him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
My Lord.
That was for me. I said, Lord,
I'm just tired. I don't even believe you even speaking no
yes.
more because nothing happening. I'm like the
yes.
prophet that kept going up. I said, Lord, I've been praying. I know what you told me about my goddaughter.
Yes.
Turned on
yes.
me. She won't even speak to me now. I said, God, I need a miracle. I'm just
yes.
tired. But when
yes.
I heard that word tonight, when everything you was
yes.
preaching, it's about to happen.
Yeah,
I said,
no,
God,
no.
I know
yeah, no, no.
you just prayed for me, but I thank you. I just want to give you her testimony because she's not here to tell
yeah.
you that God answered that prayer when she called. He came home.
Yeah.
She went home to be with the Lord Thanksgiving morning. I know she called you. Matter of fact, to tell you the truth, the last time I heard her voice is on
hmm.
your radio about 3 weeks ago
wow.
On this broadcast.
Wow. My
yes,
God.
Yes, she went home. She went home. She was from Mississippi, Evanis Wilson.
Yes. Yes.
And she went home to meet the Lord, and they called me about 2 weeks ago
mm-hmm.
and told me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been going
my
through,
God.
And I just want to tell you something. I don't want to hold the line up, but I'm going to tell you, woman, God, when you say about to give up, and
mm-hmm.
who you preach to tonight, you preach to me.
Praise
you
God.
To me. God didn't give you, even with God, I'm like, Lord, I love you. It ain't that I didn't believe in God, but I don't
yes.
believe in the people of God or what they saying because it's not coming to
right.
pass.
Right,
that's what it was,
right.
not God.
Right,
see, I know God
right.
told me about my goddaughter. He said, don't give
yes.
up, hold on, watch. And you, and
yes.
that, when you got on this ear tonight and start preaching about giving, that's me. I'm confessing.
Praise God.
God
Amen.
Didn't give you nothing in vain because I got tired. I said, Lord, I'm just tired. I've been through so much through the years and
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
But when I tell you God used you tonight,
Amen.
And I
Amen.
Said, Lord, one day I'm going to meet this one because let me. That's me, sis. On my birthday, which was November the 8th, I told God that I'm just tired. I'm finished. I done
yeah.
sold and gave and the
yeah.
love.
Mm-hmm.
And words ain't nothing happening. And you know you get
mm-hmm.
tired. It's like. Like the
yeah.
prophet, you kept going out.
Mm.
You don't see nothing, and you're praying, and you're going through, you're suffering.
Right.
It looked like the more
right.
you're praying and turning down your plate, look like the
mm-hmm.
worst thing's getting. She don't even speak to me
mm-hmm.
now. I text her. She had texted a little while, but I just need prayer, and I know God, and I thank you so much because I told you, I said, one
you're
day
welcome.
I'm going to be
mm-hmm.
a blessing. You don't never
mm-hmm.
ask for nothing, but listen, when somebody prayed me through, and that's why I want to confess. Preach
mm-hmm.
that message tonight. You, everything you was preaching, that's me tonight.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And God,
God
bless
is...
you. And I know Vance Wilson's not here, but I want to
yeah.
tell you God answered that prayer when you prayed for her grandson to come home. She went home to meet the Lord Thanksgiving morning. I invited
but
her to the line. I invited others, but you won't hear from her no more. But I want to thank
okay.
you on her behalf that God did answer that prayer. And the grandson came home. She's been about a month and a half or something with him, and God took her
wow.
home on Thanksgiving morning.
Wow.
And just
pray so
for me.
Did.
And my goddaughter's name is Shamika Alexander. I know God get ready to break that with them demonic soul ties and negative influence.
Yeah.
On me. I have gave and helped her and supported her, been there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
but pray for her tonight and pray for me. But I know that message for me and God's word will not return back to void. And that's why I gave up. Because like the prophet, I got tired.
Yeah.
Keep going out.
Yeah.
Looking for
oh,
the rain.
Yeah.
You come on.
And,
when you preach, I, said,
right.
I want to preach that. I said, God, she's talking about me because that's me tonight. And I'm
yes.
confessing. I'm confessing
yes.
openly.
I
also want to acknowledge your co-host. Amen. He always texts me and sends me stuff.
Dr.
Bond.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He noticed the last few weeks he ain't hear from me telling him send me the service or send me nothing
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
I just gave up. That was me tonight. But I
Amen.
Know God's going to move, and I know God get ready to do something suddenly this week. Something get ready.
Yeah.
Because the word, and I know you ain't a lying prophet. God gave you that, and I want to let
right.
you know that was for me. And I just want you to pray
Amen.
For me and pray for my goddaughter, Shamika Alexander, God. So I know God's doing it. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. And You know, God is not like man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If God said it's going to happen, it's going to happen. You know, I just want you to know that I'm happy that you were able to, you know, to say that it was you, but I don't want you to feel bad because you're not the only one. You know, all through the Bible, even the prophets, if you read the Bible, every prophet, every man of God or woman of God who is greatly anointed wanted to give up and throw in the towel. You know, you're not the only one. You know, every prophet, I mean, if you read the Bible, Jeremiah wanted to die. All of them. Isaiah wanted to, you know, die. Jonah was like, just kill me now. Even Elijah said, Lord, I just can't take it no more. You know, I just want to die, you know. So, you know, the burden of ministry, the burden, you know. And so, like I said, people don't understand what real ministry is. You know, the fake pastors and the fake teachers try to make it seem like it's glimmer and gold. But the real prophets and the real men and women of God, we know the ones who really live in this thing and not faking, we're going through. We're carrying the cross, you know. You know, we're really carrying the cross. And so, but I hear the Lord saying, if you suffer with me, you will reign with me. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. And so I just want to encourage you and let you know that, you know, that God is with you and that God loves you. And I'm telling you that I know it was God that had me come on because I hadn't been on the line for a couple of weeks either.
Yes,
the bandage
raised
has been, I've been allowing her to, you know, to bring forth the word. And I was going to do it tonight. And God said, no, I need you to go on. And I need you to, because they need to hear a word from you tonight. You know, it's a certain word, a certain anointing that needs to be go over the line, go over the airways on tonight. And so, and so, so I thank God, you know, obedience is better than sacrifice. A lot of times it ain't even about us, it's about somebody else. So everything that you're going through, you're carrying other people. You know, you're carrying other people. It's because the enemy is attacking you because he's trying to take your goddaughter out. He wants your goddaughter. But you're standing in the way, and you're like saying you can't have her. And so he's trying to wear you down to keep you to stop praying for her and stuff and to give up on her. And but I come to tell the devil he's a liar. On tonight, I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost, he's going to leave her alone and let her loose. Let her go. We're going to revoke his privileges, his license on tonight, and tell the devil to leave her alone. We rebuke him and we bind him and every demonic spirit that is trying to play with her mind games with her, to make her think that you don't love her and that that you're out to get her and that you're not for her. And but we come up against that lie spirit that's been speaking to her mind, and we bind and we rebuke that manipulation. And it's somebody that's in her ear too. It's a person that's in her ear. I don't know. I see somebody in her ear that's also trying to come in between y'all relationships too. It's somebody that's in her ear that's speaking against you. But I bind and I rebuke every distraction, every deterrent, and every person that the enemy is using to trick her even out of her destiny, to trick her out of what God has for her. In the name of Jesus, I pull down that stronghold, my God. I pull down the stronghold, that stronghold. You know, she's dealing with peer pressure and, you know, people in her ears, people in, you know, influencing her as well. But I pull it down in the name of Jesus, and I command by the power of the Holy Ghost for her to come out as Jesus called Lazarus from the grave. I
yes.
call her. Her name is Shamika. My
yes.
middle name is Tamika. So
yes.
I call Shamika out of the grave in the spiritual realm, out of the grave clothes, and I command her to live in the name of Jesus. And a lot of times we speak things in the spiritual realm, amen, but it's not manifested in the physical because the
yes.
enemy is fighting it in the spiritual
yes.
realm, amen, and that's what's happening. That remember when God told the prophet Daniel, when Daniel prayed to God,
yes.
and but the enemy was fighting against the answer. He was
yes.
fighting against the blessing in the spiritual realm,
yes.
and
yes.
Daniel was like, I pray, what's going on, God? You know, it's been some days now, and it hadn't happened. It's been some months, and it hadn't
yes.
happened. But the
yes.
God
yes.
was the angel to tell Daniel,
an
when you prayed, I answered
yes.
you the first time. I answered
yes.
you immediately, but it was a warning in the spiritual
yes.
realm against good and evil that was trying to stop your blessing, that was trying
yes.
to stop your breakthrough, that was trying to stop the answer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But God said
yes.
we won. So I come to
yes.
tell you that there's a warning going on in the spiritual realm that's trying to stop her salvation, that's trying to stop your breakthrough, that's trying
yes,
to stop
yes,
it. Amen.
Yes,
but
say,
we come
say.
And we break by the power of the Holy Ghost
yes.
every demonic spirit that's trying to hold it up. But I still
yes.
hear the Lord telling me to tell you that his hand is not too short, that it cannot
yes.
save, and neither his ear dull, that he didn't hear you. He heard you the first time. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would strengthen your man of God. Touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, God. Help him, God, to continue to endure hardness like a good soldier. Help him, oh God. Stir up the gift, Father God. Stir
yes.
up the gift, Father God. Stir it up, God, the gift of faith. Stir it up, God, the gift of tenacity, Father God. Father God, let him be like the city, Father God, that was on a hill, Father God. Lord God, make him a formidable force, oh God. Strengthen him, oh God, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, God. Touch his God daughter right now, Father
yes,
God.
Lord.
Lord God, the misguidance and Father God,
yes.
the what she's going through, Father God, the lies that are being spoken, even the lies that she's speaking against the man, Father.
Yes,
we
yes.
Finally, we rebuke it and we pull down every lie, every stronghold, manipulation of things that she said out of her mouth, God. Bridle her tongue, Father God, in the
yes.
name of Jesus, Father
yes,
God.
Yes.
Save, sanctify, filled with your Holy Spirit, Father God,
yes.
we believe you on tonight. We believe
yes.
you on
yes.
tonight, Father God. We believe you on tonight, Father.
Yes.
We're going to take our eyes
yes.
off of the problem, God, and we're just going to bless you at all times. We're going to praise you at all times. I heard the
yes.
psalmist said that I will bless the Lord at all times, and his
yes.
praises shall continually be in my mouth. No matter what it looked like in the natural, no matter what
yes.
people are saying, I'm going to continue
yes.
to praise the Lord. I'm going to praise my way out. I'm going to praise
yes.
my way through the hurt. I'm going to praise my way through the pain. I'm going to praise
yes.
my way through the misunderstanding. I'm going to praise my way through the lies. I'm going to praise my way through the manipulation. I'm going to praise my way through the doubt in the name of Jesus. Father,
yes.
I thank you for him right now, Lord God. Lord God, cover him with your blood,
yes.
oh God. Surround him, oh God, with your Holy Ghost fire, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you in advance, God. We thank you for his loved ones being
happen.
Saved
it's
and filled with the Holy Spirit, God. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Father God, because it's about to happen. In Jesus'
it's
name, amen.
That's right.
It's about
amen.
To happen.
Amen.
God bless
that word,
you.
And I know that the word from God is about to happen. I'm expecting suddenly she's going
to
pick up the phone. And she's going
to
pick up the phone and call me.
It's about to happen.
Yes.
It's about to happen. Amen. Praise
yes.
God.
It's
yes. about to happen.
Say that.
Praise God. So just keep on speak those things that are not as if they were. It's about
yes.
to happen. It's about to happen. She will be saved. She will get filled with the Holy Spirit. She will reach out.
She's
will be a woman of God. She will be a virtuous woman. She will be a virtuous woman of God. She will serve the Lord. She will prosper. She will be successful. She will come into reconciliation and know that I love her, that you love her, and that you're there for her, and that you want the best for her. She will. Just keep on speaking it in Jesus' name, and it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus.
Thank
Amen.
You for allowing God to use you tonight, because his word will not return back void. And you're going to be a testimony. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. Be encouraged. Amen.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. And we're in full agreement with you, Brother Coleman, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And everything that the prophet has said tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we believe in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point, and this is the time for prayer requests or comment as well. Dr. Henderson, we got another caller, and we're going to mention your last four digits only. You'll be live on the air. 1101, 1101, you're live on the air with Dr. Henderson. Bless you.
Y'all know who this is. No play.
Hey there, Jermaine.
Happy holidays,
I'm
bro.
In the house.
What's up?
Jermaine's in the house.
Amen.
Yeah, your homie's back. Well, what's cracking, y'all?
Hey, Jermaine.
What's going on? Yeah, for some reason, my heart was saying, you know what? Let me see how my little sister doing, my man Kevin Kev doing. You know what I mean? All that kind of stuff. And I was, 2020 was a hectic for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the reason why I said that, because I was about to move to this new apartment. And I had to go back and forth. And it got to the point almost, well, it's not like I was going to be homeless, because I'll never be homeless. But you could say that person who turned me an apartment, you know, he claimed to be saved and that kind of good stuff. But for some reason, that apartment wasn't meant for me. And he just said, this is my... I have to take your time living back here again, because the landlord is recently renewed my lease at the place that's down there right now, because I was going to move to a brand new spanking new apartment. And that fell through. You know, it fell through in 2019, and it fell through 2020. Because the reason why, because the way I live in that right now is not it's not a proper place for a wife. Trust me, I'm saying this. It's not a proper place for a wife and a kid. You know what I mean? Trust me, what I'm saying. I'm not down the place. I mean, that guy got whooped my head. But I don't seem like, you know, seeing my wife and my kids is not a problem. I'm moving. I mean, while I'm living that right now. So next year. 2021. This time I'm gonna be, you know, because the person I'm working with, you know, I told the man to say it said like $100 each, you know, $100 each month. I'm talking about me saying that, you know, $100 each month, but nah, he's talking about I'll find me a place to take this, that. I'm gonna take this and take that. Talking about taking this and taking that. And say how much the rent is. You know what I mean? And you know that kind of stuff. And it got to the point. I know my friend. I'm not against that. But sometimes when you pray, you might get some action to it. You know what I mean? Because, for example, if God told you your husband is coming, right? I'm just saying this. If God said your husband's coming, right? And he's praying for it, right? And the first thing you got to do, you go outside. You know what I mean? Do your thing or whatever. You know what I mean? And boom. You know, what you call your husband might be right before of you, because you wonder why you did not stay home. He went for that wild husband knocking on the door. So what I'm trying to say is like this: this time, start January 2021, I'm going to start saving $100 each month. And plan to leave out here in November of 2021. And plus, at the same time, I'm starting saving up for that special someone. You know what I mean? It's not like ring wise. You know what I mean?
Amen.
You know,
yeah.
That's what I'm going to be doing. And plus, I'm going to be turning 50 in March. So, that kind of good stuff. So, there's a lot of things, I want to do on 2019 and 2020 slowed me down badly, man. But by 2021, it's going to be more, I'm going to do things, you know, more independently, more quicker, and more tragedy into it. You know what I mean? All that kind of good stuff. Yeah. Yeah, okay, like this one, I'm planning to move to a new apartment. You know what I'm saying? I'm planning to marry next year. That's right, I'm saying that. And I ain't saying that just to say it either. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not moving to a new apartment just because of new wife. No. It's not that. You know what I mean? But you have to see, you know, the situation behind that situation. You know what I mean? All that kind of good stuff. So basically that's all I just wanna say. And but that kind of good stuff. So if you're all laying your heart to pray for me, cool. If you don't, you know how we go. You know what I mean?
Thank
and one more thing also, Cass. You do have a Zoom thing also? Because so far I've been missing your Zoom, bro.
Yes, sir, Brother Dre. Good to hear your voice. Yes, sir. We got the streaming service now with our network and, of course, the radio program. You bet, buddy. Anything I can do to help you, let me know.
Yeah, do me a favor, man. Next time you get back on the thing, send me a link to it, man, so I can drop some few words on that thing. You feel me?
Yeah, I will. I'll do it on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Drop
some
words on, drop a link to it, you know what I mean? That kind of stuff. But anyway, I didn't mean to keep it too long, but like you before, as my little sister from another mother, if you want to, if you're all ready to pray for me, cool. But if you don't, you know how we go. You feel me?
Yeah, I do want to pray for you. Amen. I want to pray for you. Amen. I pray that, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Jermaine, God. I thank you, Father God, for keeping him, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for great plans you have for his life, Father God, that in his next season, Father God, of his life, Father, you already told him, Father God, to prepare, Father God, to you got him in a preparation mode, Lord God, to prepare for what you're about to do in his life, for what you're about to bring in his life, Father God. You're preparing him. You got him in preparation, Father God. But as you continue to prepare, Father, we ask, God, that you will open up doors, that you will bless him, God. Give him favor, Father God. Give him favor, not just for you, but give him favor with man, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask, Father God, that the next place that he walk into, Father God, be big enough, Father God, for what you're about to give him, God. Lord God, be with him and cover him with your blood. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen,
brother. Amen, my brother. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you.
I don't want to just say anything.
Yes, sir. We'll take care of that, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right. Peace out, y'all.
Bless you.
God bless you, Jermaine. Nice hearing from you.
Yes, bless you.
All
right.
Amen.
All
right.
Good night. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Back to you, Dr. Henderson. This is Straight to the Point.
Amen. So you guys have been tuned into the Straight to the Point. I thank God. Everybody that's on the line on tonight, you're not on by coincidence. You have been predestined to be on this line on tonight to hear this word. And God's word does not return back unto him void. If he speak a word, it goes out to do what it was purposed to do. So I want to encourage every person that's been listening on tonight, those of you who are listening by way of live, those of you who are listening by way of the internet, those of you who are going to call back to listen, I want you to know that this is your time, that whatever you're going through, amen, that it's about to happen. And so join us again. I'm not going to go into the business, but I think I just want to leave with this anointing on the line. Join us again next Monday night and at 8 o'clock p.m. on 347-843-4559. Before I leave, I want to leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you. And remember, it's about to happen. Good night.
I never would have been ready for the making, no. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be, oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Another powerful move of the Spirit, ladies and gentlemen. We thank God for Dr. Henderson. We thank God for you tonight. We give you the Lord a hand clap of praise as we move forward. Yeah, you better give God some praise all around the globe. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but it's the power to save. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, guess what? We approve this message. We'll see you next time, next Monday, in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye-bye.